Parsha introduces the birth of Binyamin, and with the birth of Binyamin, Yaakov Avinu's family is complete. The pasuk describes by Yehu ben Yaakov Shnei Masar that finally he got the 12 sons that he was destined to have. As the Medrash tells us that when he was lying down on the rock in last week's Parsha, he took the rocks and they were fighting with each other. And the Medrash explains that there were 12 different rocks that he took, and that was a remnant to the 12 different Shvatim that Yaakov Avinu ultimately was Zoche to raise. And so now he's complete with 12 sons, 12 Shvatim. In contrast to that, the pasuk describes, Ve'elu told us Esav hu Edom. It also describes the children of Esav. And it goes on to list each one. Elu alufi b'nei Esav. And it goes on to list each one, and there are a total of 11 Alufei Esav. There are 11 Alufei Esav and 12 Shiftei Yaakov. So what's the reason, what's the interest in listing all the Alufei Esav? And the idea is that Pinchas Friedman explains that the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, the Kedusha of the 12 Shvatim, is up against the 11 Alufei Esav, the 11 tribes of Tumah. 12 beats 11. And perhaps there's a remez, just think about it right now, the 23, the total is 23, that might be a remez to the 23 members of Dinei Nefashos. But the number 12, the number 11, the idea of 12, the number 12, explains the Shari Ora, that there are 12 different combinations, they're Yud-Beis, Tserufim, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the 12 different ways to write Shem Hashem. It's brought down in the Sefer Yetzirah and others that each month has a different spelling of Yud Kei Vav Kei, backwards, different orders. But the 12, the number 12 comes from the Makom Kadosh Shem Hashem. And the 11 Alufei Esav, Rashi quotes at the end of Sefer Devarim from Rabbi Moshe Darshan, that there are 11 arurim, there are 11 curses in Parshas Kisavo. So the number 11 corresponds to the curses, a place of Tumah. So in order to first go against the number 11, the 11 ideas of Tumah, so the Svarim explained that that's why the Ketores has 11 simanim, to mamtik, to sweeten, to lighten, the Koach of Tumah. And that's why it's explained in the Svarim and the Etachayim, the Rizal explains that there are 11 Yirios on the Mishkan, 11 covers on the Mishkan, corresponding to the 11 levels of Tumah of Esav. So to teach us that the 12 Shiftei Ka have to first neutralize the 11 Alufei Esav, and then only is it going to be able to overcome the Alufei Esav. And the Bris Kunas Olam explains that's why when Yaakov initially met Esav in the beginning of the Parsha, he bowed down by Shachvu Arta Sheva upon him 7 times. Because at that point he was only 11. It was an equal battle. He didn't have one up on Esav, because Binyamin wasn't yet born. But when Binyamin is born and the 12 Shvatim were complete, so then he didn't bow down, which is the remez of Mordechai lo yichra mishum de'asim mi Binyamin. Mordechai, who came from Sheva Binyamin Ishimini, he didn't bow down to Haman, because once Binyamin was born, once the 12 Shiftei Ka were complete, he had one up. You didn't have to bow down anymore to Haman. And that's where the Arizal explains that Haman and the Aseres Bnei Banav, that totals 11. Haman plus the 10 is 11. That's Keneged Kochos Atuma. And Mordechai was Shiftei Ka. He was particularly from Binyamin, the 12th one, which was able to overcome the 11 people of Haman. Because Mordechai was a Gilgal of Yaakov, of Binyamin, Haman was a Gilgal of Esav, explains the Chida. And that's what the Baal Turim says, the Hatzileni Nam Yad Achi Miyad Esav, Hatzileni Nam Miyad, the Rashi Tevos Haman. That in this fight between Yaakov and Esav was a remez to the fight between Haman and Mordechai, which is a fight between the 12 Shiftei Ka and the 11 Alufei Esav. And the greatest way to fight against the 11 Alufei Esav is through Limud HaTorah. The Leshem explains in the Pasuk in the beginning of the Devarim, Achadasar Yom Mechorev Derech Har Seir Ad Kadesh Barnea, 11 days from Chorev until Har Seir. That during those 11 days, they were fighting the 11 Alufei Esav, but they flawed. They were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but they were involved in Chayt Baraglim, and it was delayed for 40 years. But Pinchas Friedman explained, Echadasar Yom Mechorev Derech Har Seir means Mechorev is the place of Har Sinai. From Har Sinai, from Limud HaTorah, you're able to be Machnia the Chadashar, the number 11. Because Akol Kol Yaakov, Edayim Yudei Esav, Akol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, the call of Tefillah, the call of Torah, is able to overpower the strength of Esav. Akol Kol Torah. And that's the Chassam Sofer explains in the Avnei Nezer. That the Shtayim Estrei Enos Mayim, the Pasuk says they came to Elima, which had 12 bodies of water, which were Mayanos Chachma V'Torah, a wellspring of Torah. Shekol Shevet Yesh Lo Ma'ayin Mifnei Asma B'Torah. Each Shevet has its own unique way of learning. There's different styles. There's Halacha, there's Lamdus, there's Chassid, there's the different ways of learning. There's Kabbalah, there's Machshava, there's Bekirs, there's Iyun. And each Shevet has its own way of learning. And they're all Eilu Eilu Divler Kim Chaim. And similar to what the Arizal says, that there are 12 Sha'arim, the 12 gates in Rekia, because each Shevet has its own Nusach HaTfilah. They're all unique. So the way to overcome the 11 Alufei Esav is through combining all 12 types of Tfilas, all 12 types of Torah. Strengthening in our learning, strengthening in our Tfilah, but particularly in acknowledging, accepting all the other ways of learning and all the other ways of davening. So Mirat Hashem, we should be Zoche with continuing our own strength in Limud HaTorah and our own strength in Tefillah, in Tefillah. We should be Zoche to full achdus to overcome the 11 days, the Acharas HaYom, Mechorev, and to be Zoche to return back to Eretz Yisrael with the Gula Shlema of Amitav, Meher Yameinu. Amen.